taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, friends. Welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast. A daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures. Darla giving us the side eye.
Darla.
What a doll. She always has so much attitude. My God. Which I guess is perfect for this podcast. Thank you so much to my friends at Impact Power Sports. Impact Power Sports, they, of course, sponsor the studio, longtime sponsor of this show. If you want a Yamaha golf cart, that's where you go. Impact Power Sports online at impactpowersportsmi.com. You can go to their website and check out the Yamaha golf carts, the Easy Go golf carts, the motorcycles. They've got go-karts, e-bikes, scooters, everything, motorcycles. I said motorcycles. Lawnmowers, all at Impact Power Sports. They're on 14 Mile Road in beautiful Rockford, Michigan. Full service department. Fantastic organization over there. Go say hello to the grand poobah, Ron and Drew and Mary Lou. Fantastic power couple, Drew and Mary Lou. Love them so much. Jeremy says, I won't be here long. One of my friends is playing in the North American Women's Pinball Championships today at 10 a.m., and they're streaming it. So I love you, EZ, but my friend is my friend. That's sensational. I understand that Jeremy, who is knocking on the door of 80 pounds lost by Monday in 29 weeks, somehow during all of the weight loss, he's managed to pick up pinball as like a hobby. So this must be a new friend in the last 29 weeks. He goes to like various pinball joints. By the way, I got my sights set on a pinball joint here in the area. I don't want to say which one yet about getting them on as a sponsor, but this pinball joint, they're smart because on their website, they don't have their phone number. And the only way to get a hold of these folks is to go there. Well, I could fill out the contact form, but I don't like doing that. I like having that first interaction to be spoken word. That's the way I've always done it and the way I'll continue to do it. So I guess I got to drive over there and hope that who I need to talk to is actually there. What the hell? Where was I going? This is going to be a high ADHD day today. Aram says pinball machine maintenance is in demand. So I was doing a little bit of research on this guy who I have my sights set on as to be a sponsor. And he's literally a pinball repairman. Like, he knows how to fix pinball machines. And the guy had like 10 pinball machines in his house as a hobby. And then decided one day that he needed to, let's make a business out of it. And that was like years ago. And now he's like number one pinball guy in the area. Jeremy writes, long story short, after my dad died, Feech, who I call Feech, he looks like Feech LaManna from the Sopranos. Or he looked like him. I had a revelation that I needed a hobby. My best friend is top 600 pinball in the world. I figured I'd try, and I love it. I'm pretty good at pinball myself. I love pinball, you know. That's why I want to get this this sponsor on, or this potential sponsor on. We could have, like, pinball bashes at this place. All right, so welcome into the show. I already feel like my brain is going in, like, five directions. There was a basketball game last night, the second to the last basketball game at Van Andel Arena. And the team that the Grand Rapids Gold was playing is if they win, they're in the playoffs. The Gold are out of the playoffs. And this was a game where the refs sucked so much dick. It was just ridiculous. These three officials were horrible. And it was really bad. Just at one point, the... it was such a difference in fouls. Like, we had 14 fouls against our players total, and the other team had, like, two. It was that bad. And the guy I'm sitting next to, Mike, is the guy who keeps track of that shit. So it's me and it's Mike. And the coach of the Gold is getting pissed off. There were times when, like, a guy for their team went up for a shot and one of our guys fouled him, actually did foul him. And number 14 fouled him. So they blow the whistle, but they didn't give the foul to number 14. They gave it to number 9, who was, like, standing in the corner, not even in the play. So the coach of our team, big, tall dude, Andre Miller, and he's getting pissed. And this guy next to me, Mike, goes, 14-4, coach. And a coach, he never pays attention to what we say. He's always watching the game. But this time he did pay attention. And he looks right at Mike and he goes, what? And Mike goes, you've been called for 14 fouls, or two actually, 14-2, coach. You've been called for 14 fouls. They've been called for two. His eyes just light up like saucers. He wrinkled up his fucking face. He goes, 14-2! 14-2! He's screaming at the refs. And they're, like, looking at him. And they know what he means. Right away, theories were abounding that the refs were in on it to make sure that the Indiana Mad Ants would get into the playoffs. That probably didn't happen. They were just, for whatever reason, they were just calling all the fouls on our guys. So the next time down the court, there's a foul on one of our guys, and they didn't call it. And the ref is running by, and you hear, that's a fucking foul! And the ref blows a whistle, and he goes, technical foul! And that was a problem. And so we were convinced that our guy Andre was going to get thrown out of the game. And yet we were winning down the stretch of this game. And it got away from us. We ended up losing. One game remaining. It's Saturday. You should go. You should go to the Grand Rapids Gold game. NBAGrandRapids.com if you want tickets. They are awesome. All right. So glad you are here. Aram says, I remember Eric described getting a pinball machine maintenance guy involved, flying a guy from the other side of the country, outing him up in a hotel, paying him a bunch of money. See, what you see there, ladies and gentlemen, that is a snapshot into the brain of a sick individual. All right? that is what happens when your brain is just addled with either CTE or intense Asperger's or autism. This is a man that cannot form sentences. And usually when he writes something, it's so fucked up and out of left field. Even if it did make sense, you wouldn't know what he actually means, because it's from the recesses of his brain, and it's now going to come out, and no one knows hide nor hair of what the fuck he's talking about. Okay? That is a sick person writing. And, you know, it's kind of like when the person with Alzheimer's says something and everybody in the room goes, oh, yeah, of course, you know, just to, you know, not make them feel bad. But I'm not going to do that. Aram responds with, shit up, pop, pop, which if at this point, now this is two things you've written, three things, and they don't make any sense. Shit up, pop, pop. Okay, I'm going to shit up. You are the free beer of the chat. You are a retard. Don't think anything else. Your job is retard. Chris says it's from a lack of animal protein. Yeah, you're maddening. You are the worst communicator I have ever encountered in my entire life. You have zero ability to actually put a thought down and get it to anyone. My God. You're the type of guy who would fuck up giving the middle finger. If Aram tries to give you the middle finger, he's going to go, shit up. Shit up. Oh, my God. What is wrong with you, you sick fuck? Just stop. Just stop. Enjoy the show. Enjoy the show. But you shouldn't participate. It's embarrassing at this point. Oh, my God. Nick writes, fuck those refs. They think they are in charge of everyone they talk to. One tried getting all bossy with me once. There was a time a couple games ago where this chick ref. One of the things that you have to do is make absolutely sure that you communicate who the foul is on. And the only person that matters is me. So I do not take my eyes off of the court. And if there is a foul called, there's three refs. One of them is going to make the call, because one might blow the whistle, but the other might make the call. So I got to figure out who is going to tell me who the foul is on. Let's say it's on zero. They'll just hold up their fist. That means zero. Well, this ref was doing an awful job at like telling me the numbers and wasn't actually looking at me, was looking at someone else. So their eyes are on someone else and there's like a player standing in front, so I can't see it. And this goes on the whole fucking game. Well, up until I said something. And her name is Christy. And I said, Christy, I am not seeing you. You need to, your eyes need to make contact with my eyes in order for me to make the call. Because based on what I say, all these people in this row, they're going to write it down. So you can't worry about any of them. You got to worry about me. I am the person that you want to look at. Well, you would want to look at me anyway, because I'm the most handsome of all these mongrels. But anyway, that's what you need to do. And I don't think she expected that, because I was, of course, assertive. And you're right. They think that they're in charge. And she was like, who the fuck are you to talk to me that way? I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, fuck you. You want it done right? I'm trying to do a job here. I noticed that there is a couple of references to me wearing Penn State gear. This is three of three pieces of Penn State attire that I have. Linda already commented that she's butthurt about me wearing Penn State attire. You, where's your MSU hoodie? I don't own one. The only reason why I'm wearing this is not because I like Penn State. Very rarely will I wear a hoodie if it's, you know, I mean, it's not like I'm going to Penn State basketball games or rooting to for them in football or anything like that. This was given to me as a gift, and it's warm. It's warm, and it's clean. That's all that matters. People just assume that I'm like a fan of Penn State, but it's kind of fitting because all of you assholes keep suggesting that I am a pedophile. David says, if you don't like them, why do you own it? It was a gift. So the multi-talented Sarah gave me this as a gift. So I'm not going to throw it away. Come on now. Matt says he doesn't like Penn State, just a Jerry Sandusky fan. That's true. Jerry Sandusky is your role model, says Rebecca. Ben's trying to get me to say, come to Penn State, which is a Joe Paterno drop. Jeremy says, turn around, make sure Sandusky's name isn't on the back. Now, that would be bold. That would be outstanding. So, perhaps, since you all think that I'm a pedophile, if I, like, over here hung up a picture of Jerry Sandusky. Linda says, looks like I need to send you a gift from East Lansing if they win tonight. I would absolutely wear it. Of course I would. I'm glad you bring that up, Linda. Last night, the tournament games resumed. I continue to do very well. Of the nearly 25 million brackets that have been turned in at on the Tournament Challenge with ESPN, there are only 5.5% of that 25 million that are doing better than your old pal EZ. We have some outstanding performances in our bracket so far. I am in third place. Brian D. is in first place. Second place is this person, don't know who. Third place, me. Now, the key thing here is you got to look at maximum points. Because though I'm in third place, I have a maximum points possibility of 1,750. First place in our group has a maximum of only 660, and second place has only a maximum of 1530. So, it's entirely possible that it's just a matter of time until I am at the top of this. However, just below me, you have this person who has Houston picked to win it at 1740. They have a shot. This person has a shot at 1710. Dan, the Donut Destroyer, he also has a shot. I think actually a lot of you do. I think when you get down to like Linda here, I think she's kind of a huge pile of shit. She is only in the 60th percentile of brackets. Some of you are really bad. Like Chris in Buffalo, only 8.3% of the brackets are worse than him. Like if you were to look right now at Chris's bracket, he is in 23,296,446th place in the standings. That's how bad Chris is. I think it might have something to do with the fact that he didn't, I don't think he filled out his bracket all the way. Our leader of our bracket is this Brian D, 9879, is in 363,001 place. But that might take a hit quickly. Our second place person is in 587,340th place out of 25 million. And then the most important one, easy, 1,387,191st place in the tournament challenge. I didn't even know that games happened last night. I woke up today and I was like, wait a minute. I think they resumed those games last night. Aram says we need EZ to lose. Otherwise, we won't stop hearing about it. Now, I want to pause right here. Take a look at that, Aram, at what you wrote. That's rare. You have two sentences that make sense. So everybody is applauding you. And it's like topical. It's about what we're talking about. It's on point. It's written fantastically. You are coming along, big guy. Nice job. Chris says, I'm legitimately last. Picking logos does not win you a bracket. Wait a minute. I thought you didn't even finish your bracket. No, you did. You did finish your bracket. I thought you didn't even finish the fucking thing. Oh, my God, you are so dead. Oh, that's fantastic. That's what I did, though. I didn't pick by logos. I picked by seed. Generally, I picked zero upsets. You know, sometimes you have those upsets. But there you go. Okay. Aram says he proofread his message. And Jeremy says, good job, Aram. We all knew you could do it. He'll go full tism before too long. Okay? It's going to happen. He has a profound case of intense autism. He has autism and Asperger's. Or Asperger's. Do you say as or ass? I think it's Asperger's. Okay. The White House is hard at work, and I'm curious as to what you think about this. The social media account of the White House, it has been really leaning into the various moments that illegal immigrants who actually are criminals, their arrest and subsequent deportation. And ICE had their eyes on Virginia Basora Gonzalez, who had been in and out of the country another time, was previously deported. And is a felon and has been convicted of fentanyl trafficking. Was back in the U.S. and they caught her. So she was taken into custody. Now, one of the things that, in addition to posting that these people have been caught, which, honestly, I don't think you'll find anyone in the chat or anywhere else that would be sad that this person was apprehended and is now going to be kicked out of the country and probably go to that terrible prison in El Salvador or wherever. At the end of the day, I don't care where she goes. And What I'm curious about is, do we have anyone in the chat who feels sympathy for a person who is in fact caught illegally in the country and is a not supposed to be in here and is a felon? And, you know, either you support this or like some people might not want to even weigh in. Some of my more left-leaning audience members will kind of like be quiet when these things happen. But unless you speak up, I am going to speak for you and say that there is no one in the audience, no one in the entire United States who is sad about the drug trafficker being busted. Chris is getting ahead of me. Why are you doing that? You know, I take my time when I do these things. Why in the world? No one knows what you're referencing. Well, they do now because you just referenced it. Now, how many times do we have to go through this? I don't want to have to lecture the audience. Okay? Chris says, you asked me to speak up. I did not ask you to reveal the key point of the story, you stupid man-bunned asshole. What the fuck is wrong with you? I asked the first thing, and then I was going to reveal what you've already revealed, stupid fuck. You're the one who sent me the story. I read all about it. I have an idea of what direction I want to go on this story. And you then go, you cut to the end. I mean, I'm going to turn the story on its ear the way I know how. Unless if you do it for me. God damn it. You know what I got to do, don't you? I mean, if I'm going to hammer people like Maureen when she does stuff like this, you got to go. You got to go. That is it. You are getting a timeout, you stupid bastard. Now, fortunately, not everybody can read what you're saying because this is also an audio podcast. God, I was just getting to the good part, too, and then you fucking jumped ahead on me. All I was asking you to do was, the audience members, there's no one in the audience who disapproves of getting rid of actual felons. Now, are there going to be times that people that have, you're going to see stories like this during all of these deportation things, where people who are not criminals but are in here illegally are going to be removed. And there are chances that there's going to be people separated from families and all that shit. That's all going to happen. And I hate that. I wish that that was not the case. I wish that the administration had enough sense to realize through due diligence that, you know, these are just people trying to make a living. These aren't people that are up to no good like this stupid fat bitch that I'm about to show you right now. This is who I was talking about.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The White House writes, fentanyl dealer arrested. And this is Virginia Basora Gonzalez. And the picture on one side, she is not weeping. The other side, she is crying. They like said smile and got a camera right in her fucking face and took a picture of her. This 36-year-old citizen of the Dominican Republic has a rap sheet that includes a fentanyl trafficking conviction. Fentanyl kills 250,000 Americans a year. Learn more about this case and others in our newsroom. Report suspicious criminal activity, 866-DHS to ICE from the White House. So they posted that, and then they went and they animated the arrest. And they posted this picture of the exact same scenario. Her. Well, now, this is what I saw. I saw this picture at first. And I went, what is this? And then I did my, oh, okay. Now, and then I looked a little further, and I guess this is a problem. People are not happy with this. This one says, literally dehumanizing people through cartoons now. This is how fascism starts. You dehumanize whole groups of people, including your opposition, until you have total control over a population. Now, I would like to say where it says this is how fascism starts. So they're suggesting that posting a cartoon of this lady, this fentanyl dealer, during her arrest, is how fascism starts. I don't believe that. Nor do I believe that a whole group of people were dehumanized because of this. Hogwash. I don't think that. I think this is saying, this is the White House trolling. Nothing more. It is the White House doing a victory lap. And I can't, doing what I do, I can't look at this and say that this is a bad thing. I can't do it. I cannot do that. Let's see. You people are an abject disgrace, a blight on this nation's history. Cruel, racist, undignified, abusive, unjust. Look, we're talking about a person who is convicted of fentanyl distribution throughout the United States. It isn't like we're talking about a sweet young child just trying to experience the American dream. I would agree with all of these people. Like Chris here, who is up in arms over this, if this was anyone that is not a fat, ugly, fucking bitch piece of shit, I mean, come on. What is the problem about having this fat bitch made fun of? This is cool. I love this. You cannot tell me that this is a bad thing. And I don't want to hear your nonsense about this is going to lead to fascism. How the fuck? Are you crazy? I do not accept that. This person says, so many people in the comments from the left defending literal criminals. Fentanyl dealers who have ruined so many lives and worse, caused people to become addicted and die. You are not good people defending people like that. Fuck, our very own Chris got fucking a timeout for it. This person says, you don't have values. Everyone deserves to be treated with respect. No. No, they do not. They do not deserve. She does not deserve to be treated with respect. Period. I'm happy that they posted that. John says, I don't know about you, but if you haven't lost someone to fentanyl laced into something else, maybe sit this one out. This woman kills strangers without consequence. And the top replies are scolding the White House for taking her off the streets. Even the accounts that I used to respect. Wild how many people here are this naive. You see, Chris, if you had not ruined the story, you could be in here enjoying this conversation and adding your 2 cents. Mediocrity Dave said she deserves to be arrested and deported if she's committing crimes and here illegally. That being said, I'd expect a little more civility from our government. You do? Then again, this current administration is far from mature. Well, maybe. And you know I'm not. So maybe that's why I love this so much. I am all about this type of message being sent. Nick says, I love that the cartoon has her fat gut sticking out too. It's identical. And what a face on this beast, by the way. Good God. Holy shit. Now, fuck that shit. I love this. Cole says she looks better in cartoon form. Yoda World says respect is earned, not given. Not how it works. Jeremy says far left extremist here. Get all drug traffickers out of here. Megan says, is this worse than the video that the White House put out of people getting brought to Guantanamo to the song Closing Time? You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Well, it depends. If all of those people that went to Guantanamo or El Salvador to Closing Time, if those were all in fact criminals, then these are the same. It's as great. Look, you have to understand something. One of the reasons why this happens, and I want you to suspend all your sensitive feelings, everybody, so that you can understand why this is happening. Had they arrested this fat whore and got her out of the country, there would be no further discussion about it. Okay? The White House is trying to drum up as much support as possible, and they're trying to spread the word that they are not fucking around. Now, love it or hate it, and I hate some of it, make no mistake, I love other parts of it, the message is still getting out there. And because of the cartoon, now it's being discussed. Now, idiot podcaster is talking about it. Now, talking heads are talking about it. And you're getting both sides of it. You're getting, you know, this is good. This is bad. This is dehumanizing. This is great. That's all what they want. They know what they're doing. Don't think for a second that they're just doing this to go, aha, I know it seems that way. I mean, that's how I would do it because I'm a troll. But there is a method to the madness. If you have the highest office in the land, the White House, rubbing this fat bitch's nose and shit, rest assured, it's going to be talked about. Hell, I did not know this happened until Chris here sent it along. Chris says, I apologize, ZZ. I thought you were genuinely asking for someone on the left to say what they think. No. I was asking for, you have to support when drug dealers are removed. That's what I was asking specifically. And you jumped ahead to the end of the story, you stupid bastard. No, I'm not really mad at you. I never am. I'm never really mad at you unless I say I'm really mad at you or anybody. And I don't want that to happen where I'm sitting here doing the show and I say, I'm actually mad at you. It's happened, but I don't want it to happen. But no, you're fine. But I had to stay with my methodology of when people steal the ending of stories that they have to sit out a few plays. That's, you know, teaches people that they shouldn't do that. Not everybody is up to speed as to what I do. You are. It happens. But this is great. This is absolutely outstanding. Now it's being talked about. No one would have cared about some fat idiot getting deported if there wasn't the White House saying, fuck this bitch. That is sweet. So you will get no complaining from me. I absolutely support this type of dialogue. This person writes, this is so low class and ignorant. One immigrant caught with fentanyl does not justify Trump's secret police abducting thousands of people off the streets and flying them to a torture gulag in the jungles of Panama. Well, I don't know how much of that is accurate. I'm sure that that type of comment is completely made up off the top of your head. I don't think you or anybody is aware when it comes down to it of how many people that are being deported from the country are criminal or not criminal. You might be right, but I doubt it. But now again, it's okay to support some of what's happening. Like I said, I want everybody to be aware that if family of immigrants is working hard, but they're in here illegally, in my opinion, there should be some type of grace involved to get them legal. All right? So in my perfect brain, my perfect scenario, I should say, would be if the government had a way to wave their magic wand and have all of the people in front of them, and then with the wave of the magic wand again, determine which ones are problems and which ones are not, get rid of the problems, and extend some type of grace or, I don't know, some way to make these people legal so that they don't have terrible things happen to them. That's where I stand on it, in case anybody is wondering. So no one can twist my words or any of that bullshit. Chris is off to practice, he says. Enjoy your soccer practice, my friend. Nick says it takes a real smooth brain to stick up for the death dealer. Branjo says, howdy, folks. Just finished giving orientation. What did I miss? A lot. Megan says, today I learned fentanyl doesn't make people skinny like meth. And Jeremy says, well, she was a dealer. Dealer rule number one, you don't use your own supply. Mediocrity Dave says, I agree, easy. Sadly, this administration wants to cut down the tree, then go back and prune it. Yeah, it's unfortunate. It is unfortunate. I don't like that at all. We were, Pooh Bear and I were taking the dogs for a walk, and my neighbor was getting the roof, and it was all immigrants working on the roof. And I'm guessing they were all illegal. I said, how much do you want to give me if I yell ICE? And she goes, don't you fucking dare. Eric Bernard, don't you fucking dare. I go, don't worry, I'm just kidding. I just wanted to hear you call me Eric Bernard. It's cute. Nick writes, opiates ruined my family. Oh, my God. This pig deserves far worse than a cartoon. Jesus, Nick, I did not know that. I'm so sorry to hear that. Molly is here, but she's late. I don't like that. What the fuck, Molly? By the way, still waiting to see that you signed up for Patreon. You can join me there at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Ladies and gentlemen, if when you're reading articles online that are interesting to you or whatever the hell, by all means, send it off to me, eric@ericzaneshow.com, on the Shoreliners Striping inbox. I would love to hear what you think is an interesting story for me. Now, one thing to note, if I get it, I then have to read it and figure out a place to put it in. That's what she said, and that's terrible. And then decide if there's a way for me to discuss it in an interesting or funny way. So not everything makes the cut. I don't want you to think that if you send it, I'm going to rush to the podcast and talk about it. I might, but I have to discern that. If only your favorite morning show did the same thing. Eric@ericzaneshow.com. You can send those along on the Shoreliner Striping inbox. Let's see. Yeah, Chris just sent me one via text. Oh, no. Tourist submarine sinks off Egypt's coast, leaving 6 dead and dozens injured. When are people going to learn that the submarines probably aren't great? I don't think this was like a submersible, though. I did actually see this story. I need more information. I'll have to check that out. Molly says she was enjoying a different show. Fridays, unless my other show is off, expect me late. What is the show? Is that Tyler? Is that Tyler Glenn? I love Tyler. What did Tyler talk about today? You know, if it wasn't for your old pal EZ, you would not have Tyler Glenn. You know that. Tyler is a wonderful, wonderful man. Based in Winnipeg, Manitoba, did radio for years. He got blown out of there, and then he found out about me. He goes, can you help me do a podcast? Can you tell me what you did? I go, well, yeah. I go, you do this, that, the other thing, do all these things, and then launch. So he did. And now every morning at 7:58 Eastern time, I see Tyler doing his show. That is outstanding. Jeremy says, all right, chat. I'm off to watch some lesbian slap balls. Have a good show. Aram says, we remember when Tyler just started podcasting. Yeah, I do too. I also remember that when I had Tyler on, to talk, to help give him a boost and introduce him to the audience. Aram said these guys, his comment during the chat was, these guys are just sitting here complimenting each other, which doesn't surprise me at all. If it comes out of Aram's mouth, it's usually fucked up or an insult. Occasionally, he'll realize that he's pissed me off and then he'll start to fly right. So hopefully he does that, because I don't want to have to kick his ass again. It's already been a one-sided ass kicking for a good portion of this show today. All right. I want to thank some of my great sponsors that helped make this show possible. Let's discuss TC Paintball. All right. This weekend, I want you to book an event at TC Paintball, either this weekend or next weekend. You go to tcpaintballgr.com for more information. Now, it could be your friends, could be your, could be a bachelor party, could be the neighborhood kids, it could be the regular equipment, could be the low impact equipment. All you need to do is book and then bring yourself on your time that you've booked in some crappy looking clothes and have at it. Easy. What if I don't want my clothes messed up? You can buy a cheap pair of coveralls there. You can rent the equipment. Everything is there for you. Doing this, you should be warned, is probably going to lead to you wanting to actually purchase a paintball gun. And they have a wide variety of different styles and makes and models, I guess. Sounds like I'm a car dealership for you to choose from. They can also repair your equipment if something goes wrong with it. You can try the gun while you're there. tcpaintballgr.com. Go to their website. All the contact information is there. and book an event today. King's Room Barbershop, online at kingsroom.net. Three locations, Caledonia, Northland Drive, and at 821 36th Street. If you get your hair cut, get it cut at, well, of course you get your hair cut. Dudes and chicks who like short hair at kingsroom.net. Please mention me. On their website, kingsroom.net, they've got exact locations, hours, and schedules. A haircut's going to set you back $19 plus tip. Thank you so much. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV, a fantastic place to get your vehicle repaired. All makes and models, all cars, all EVs, all hybrids. They're one of the few tech places, repair places in all of West Michigan that specializes in everything. Okay? In fact, the dealerships, you can only get so far on the repairs that you're having done at the dealership before they have to call in the specialists. It's kind of like the difference between your general practitioner and like an actual heart doctor. You know, they do it all at Irvine, 616-532-6600, ervines.com. That's ervines.com. They are awesome. They've been with me for a long, long time here on this podcast. It was shortly after I started doing this show 6 years and 3 or 4 months ago that they signed up. And I'm just so lucky to have them. Thank you, Megan. And thank you to your folks, too. Aram says, I'm impressed Eric remembered that. I did say these guys keep congratulating each other. Well, I do because you're the biggest dick in the audience. I mean, and I say that with love. Only you would say that. Most people would just enjoy the show, you know? But, I mean, of course I remember that. I remember every time you've pissed me off. You would be surprised how many times you have pissed me off. You're not today. I'm just being honest. I'm not in any way upset at you today because I've been beating your face in since the show started. And I've enjoyed that. I'm going to make a cartoon about it, frankly. Okay. Bob says, be sure to check out the Punching Zoo. Megan says, if I made anyone mad as many times as Aram has made Eric mad, I'd have to be in grippy socks. Yeah, Megan does not like making people upset. Aram says, this is where I let my angst out, I guess. Well, yeah, I don't know. I mean, a lot of people do that, but they're, you know, I know they're joking. Aram always says, yeah, I'm joking. No, it's, he hates me. This guy hates my guts. He wants me dead. At least that's what it seems. I'm kidding. Come on now. All right. I want to get into this. This is an amazing piece of video. The baseball season has opened up, and there's a player for the San Francisco Giants named Mike Yastrzemski, whose grandfather is a guy named Carl Yastrzemski. Not a lot of you know that name. Old school baseball guy. He was nearing the end of his baseball career when I was collecting baseball cards as a kid. Fucking fantastic player. Could do it all. One of the all-time greats for the Boston Red Sox. Was grandson plays for the Giants. Carl Yastrzemski, 85, still around to this day. Well, anyway. Sorry, I don't mean to go so deep on the details here. But this World War II veteran shows up at the ballpark in San Francisco, and he's going to throw out the first pitch. And the old-timer is excited because Carl Yastrzemski's grandson, Mike, is on the Giants team. So these two are going to meet. Let's take a look at that. I know a lot of you are probably like, oh, he's going to make fun of this old fuck and say he's stupid. Come on now. Look, this is not that. I'm not doing that bit right now. I mean, you might get a joke here and there if it warrants it, but I thought this was fucking great. There you go.
Pleasure to meet you.
And who are you?
Mike Yastrzemski.
Okay, the guy doesn't even know.
Mike Yastrzemski. Oh, my God. I was in love with your dad.
He meant granddad.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes.
Well, it's an honor to meet you. I appreciate everything you've done. So you're gonna throw a strike for him or what?
Oh, hell. I don't know if I'll get the ball over to you.
But I'll make it look good. How's that sound?
It doesn't take much to make me look better. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
I've been to Europe 6 times in the past 5 years.
What?
I'm going again in June.
Come on. You know how many times I've been to Europe?
Zero.
Zero. I got to get over there, huh?
Hey, he's probably like, yeah, I'm going to France to weep on the beach.
I'm a hero over there.
Oh, here you go. All right, here you go.
Well, you're a hero here, too. Come on.
Oh, I don't think I even deserve this.
Oh, of course you do. This will be fun. It'll be great.
I hope I don't club up.
Okay, now here we are, bringing the guy out. Video catching. 102.
There's the line. Don't step on the line. Perfect.
Perfect.
All right, you see Mike over there? Do you see him?
I see him right there.
Right there?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You got it.
Okay, threw the ball. It went as you would expect it to. The poor guy almost tumbles over. The guy's there to catch him. He caught him.
That was perfect.
You saved me again, Mike.
Absolutely not.
Thank you.
Here, I'll sign it for you real quick.
All right.
The guy's sharp. He remembered
his
name.
Thank you so much, Mike.
Oh, thank you, guys. That was an honor.
It's great to have another Yastrzemski out there.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah,
a picture
of that, Ron. Oh, man, that's sweet. That kind of makes me want to cry. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on. Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.